Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts featuring patients and members of staff. The first time we spoke with Charlotte about her fertility journey, she was preparing her body for egg collection. What happened in the meantime? Keep listening and you'll find out.
Our family.
What happened after we spoke? The last time we spoke, I was preparing my body for egg collection. The nurses were amazing. Rachel, Margarita, Adrian, and obviously Dr. Venkat, they were lovely. They went through all the injection stages with me. It can be quite daunting at first, as you have to set up and prep the injections that you need to take at a regular specific time each day. So that was quite daunting for me. But like I said, the nurses, they went through it with me like I think 10 times, and they even allowed me to record them just to take a quick video recording, just so that, you know, if I forgot any steps, I could just go back and check the video, which was really nice and helpful of them. The reason why it was even more daunting for me is that I'm not used to taking regular medication. So this was actually getting used to having all the tablets that I'd have to take during the IVF treatment and also injections. And for someone who's not used to that, it can be very daunting, obviously dealing with minor side effects from the tablets and the injections, which obviously when you do your research and obviously the nurses speak with you about this, and you also have information packs that come with the medication so you can read up on things with your partner or the person that you're doing the IVF treatment with. So that kind of helped to minimize all the extra worries. And it's simply, as soon as you start taking the medication, you get into a routine, you set the alarms on your phone. The first 3 days in, I don't want to say I was a pro, but it kind of became a routine that I got used to, and I just managed to get used to the routine, so it was less daunting for me. On my egg collection day, all of the nurses were very comforting and Dr. Venkat were very supportive. The egg collection process was explained to us and we were able to ask various questions. On egg collection day, they managed to collect 16 eggs. And over 5 days, we were kept updated on the viability of our eggs. And we were thrilled to find out that we had 5 eggs which were viable. And then our embryos were frozen. We managed to have a holiday after the egg collection. And upon returning, and as I said, we managed to have a holiday in between egg collection and insemination. And I would actually recommend couples that are going through the process to, in between the time between egg collection and insemination, I think it would be good for you guys to get away, you know, see something new, even if you're going for a rest, get some sun, or just to do a nice activity together. And it calms you down, because during the process of being on holiday, I actually stopped the tablets and the injection. So it was like we went away for a week, and it was just so lovely to be away, to not have to listen out for my alarm on my phone to let me know when I need to take my next medication or when I need to take my next injection. So it was like a nice peaceful time where I could let my body heal, because to be honest, when you take in lots of medication and obviously the injections, they do cause slight bruising on your stomach, on your lower part of your stomach. And also you may incur bumps underneath the skin, but that's just normal with the injections. It's not painful, but if you do experience pain that becomes unbearable, you should obviously reach out to your medical professional. But just noticing different changes in your body when you start the IVF process, and it's just making sure that you're prepared for that.
Our family.
After the holiday we had, insemination day was booked and we decided to fertilise. We decided to implant one egg and we did that on March 11th, which was a few weeks before the UK officially locked down. And thankfully our first treatment went extremely well and I'm currently 11 and a half weeks pregnant and we are beyond ecstatic. We're finally becoming parents. Or we're on the journey to becoming parents. The stage we were at when the UK officially began the quarantine lockdown, I was already confirmed from my HCG testing that I was pregnant and that the IVF treatment was successful. So when they officially stated that the UK was going into quarantine lockdown, I had already been confirmed for my HCG testing that I was already pregnant. So I was very thankful for that, obviously, because I heard that a lot of other couples, their treatments were being cancelled until the government gave more guidelines and confirmation on, you know, what healthcare centres could do to help people who were having ongoing treatment. So sadly for some other couples, their treatment obviously had to be delayed. So we were very thankful that we were actually able to, I think we were about 2 weeks before the official UK lockdown, we managed to have our insemination, which was brilliant. My feelings during the lockdown, then when it started and now, I have mixed emotions. My emotions are up and down, it comes and goes. I think obviously as a nation, well, globally, we're all going through mixed emotions. For us, going through the IVF treatment, we were obviously over the moon and happy that we were pregnant, but we were concerned about our ongoing checkups and treatment during the lockdown, as the government hadn't issued much concrete information on what people should do, what the advice was for newly pregnant women. Things are still uncertain, but my pregnancy remains viable. Harley Street Fertility Clinic has been extremely helpful. And while the clinic was closed for a small amount of time, they kept in contact with us via emails, newsletters, and the telephone. So I felt like if I had any problems, any issues, I was able to send a message. And one of their receptionists, Tanya, and there's another lady, I think her name's Varia, she was lovely. They both helped me. Any issues I had, I'd email them, and literally within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they'd get back to me to let me know, okay, we've received your email, well, we're going to check this out and we're going to get back to you. So even though everything was going on, Harley Street Fertility Clinic, they were very professional in how they were able to continue to correspond with their patients, even in the midst of basically the government not knowing what was going to happen with the country. So I'm very thankful to them for that, because obviously taking the various medication, I'm very moody, have loads of mood swings, extremely tired, included with the pregnancy. So just knowing that any little issue I had or any question I had, they were still able to help me. I just found that very comforting.
Our family.
I've actually, because I'm almost 12 weeks pregnant, I've actually now been discharged from the Harley Street Fertility Clinic. I recently went there about a week ago when I had my test, because my husband and I wanted to do like a harmony test just to check if there were any abnormalities with our child. We decided not to do the testing while they collected the egg samples. It's just because we just thought, we did the research and we just didn't want extra prodding to our embryo. Now that may seem unscientific and a bit silly to some, but we just felt like with all the treatment that I'm having, they managed to take so many eggs, which how many eggs were left viable. We just wanted them to just stay viable. And at the stage when we found out we were actually pregnant, we wanted to then have the Harmony test just to check to see if there was any abnormalities or anything like that. So that's the stage that we did. I'm actually waiting for my results. What happened is, also with the Harmony test, they also do the testing for to check to see whether it's a boy or a girl. Now, when I had my scan, this was like a month, no, when I had my scan a couple weeks before the last time I went back to Harley Street Fertility Clinic, the nurse was actually able to see our child, but she couldn't confirm 100% the sex of the baby. So this was included into the test that I just had. So obviously it was a blood test that they took, and obviously they can see on the scan. But they wanted to be 100% sure on the sex of the baby, and the testing that they did, they weren't able to capture those results. So they're going to retest it, and hopefully within a week we'll get to know the sex of our baby.